It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I bet you ain't never even been laid.
But for 23 years, I've been dying to tell you what I thought of you. And now, well, being a Christian woman, I can't say it.
Damn it.
Awfully close,
so
Mike.
So close yet so far. I was just chatting with my buddy Buzz during the break there. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi.
We're going to play 5 and 10 challenge. I'll explain to you how that works in just a second.
Yay.
I also want you to tell us your worst songs of all time.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell us yours now at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's on the homepage on the right side beside the photo of the day. What we're going to do is we're going to tabulate all the results and have the results show this coming Friday on BYOB Friday, when Scott the Dwarf and hopefully some other wee men will be our guests.
Wee men!
And or women.
Excuse me. What do you think is the worst song of all time? Vote now at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we'll have the big results on Friday for you. Okay. 5 and 10 challenge.
Yay.
We got lots of different prizes today. Listen to these prizes for you. A pair of passes to the sneak preview of Death Race. That's a week from tonight at 7:30 at the AMC Mazda Gallery, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
A Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt.
Yes.
100% cotton, and a salute to this business of show. We also have Batman Begins on DVD available now.
That's
and
nice.
on Blu-ray, high-def DVD too.
Ooh.
And a Batman Begins limited edition gift set. And we have a $30 gift card to Pig Out at Virginia Barbecue. Authentic Southern barbecue, all at family-friendly prices.
Ribs.
Visit VABBQManassas.com.
That sounds delicious.
It does sound yummy. Only one of those to give away, so that's a very special
maybe
prize.
Maybe for a big winner.
Well, we're going to give everybody a choice, so you know, if you happen to be lucky enough to be the first person through, you're going to get your choice of these prizes, and you know, if you're calling from you know, the Bay Area or Kansas, you're not going to want the local barbecue gift certificate. But let's get started with the 5 and 10 challenge. Let's talk to Brian in Stafford, Virginia, and if you want to play, 877-365-3636. How you doing, Brian?
I'm all right, Mike. How are y'all?
I'm doing great, Brian. We're going to play the 5 and 10 challenge. Let me tell you how it works, okay? You will win a prize if you make it through 5 categories. In each category, we're going to give you 10 seconds to tell us 5 things you would find there. Is that understood? Do you understand how we're playing it?
Yep.
Okay, very good. Are you ready to play the game?
Yep.
Let's put 10 seconds on the clock.
Yep.
And Buzz?
Category number 1.
Here we go. Tell us 5 things you would find in an aquarium.
Fish, gravel, water, a filter, little air rocks.
That counts.
Yeah, I guess so.
That gives Rob, the listener's friend.
I was trying to think what he meant by the rock, but I guess he means things other than the...
he said rocks. So
other than the gravel.
Right.
Air rocks, I kind of gave it to him.
What are air rocks?
What are air rocks, Brian?
They are the little air bubblers that you connect...
Oh, air rocks, yes, yeah, because you can put a filter in them to get oxygen into the tank, and they are rocks that do that. We will accept that.
Well done, Brian.
All right, now you're 1 down and only 4 to go.
Category number 2.
Here you go. Tell me 5 things you find in a drugstore.
Toilet paper, toothpaste, books, magazines, newspapers, candy.
Rob is shaking his head. He is our resident judge.
Did he say newspaper twice?
No, he didn't.
Oh, then he wins.
All right, congratulations. Rob wants you to lose so much.
And he was on the buzzer there at the end.
I was wondering why you were shaking his head, because I thought he had 5. I was watching your hands. You got through that in a drugstore. You only have 3 to go, and then you get your choice of prizes. Okay, Brian?
Category number 3.
Here you go. Tell me 5 things you find in a library. Oops.
Oh, dear.
Books, librarian, tables, chairs, the little card, the key card thing. What's it called?
Oh, no!
Down goes Brian.
Searching for the word.
The key card thing. We needed an item.
You mean the Dewey Decimal System?
We needed that. You were almost there, Brian.
And, of course, shelves.
I'm terribly sorry, Brian, but you'll have to try again. And you know what? I think you have to utilize the 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You rattled them off really fast, and that's not a bad strategy, but sometimes you get hung up on that one. Brian from Stafford, thanks for playing the game.
Good job.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
No barbecue for you.
It was a disappointment. Rob, try to contain your joy a little
you
bit,
know
will
what?
You?
You don't, I sound sadder than you.
Let's go to Stacy in Winchester.
Stacy.
I really thought that they'd blast right through it. Stacy, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
You understand how we play the game. Now, this one I really think is pretty easy, don't you? Good. Thank you for agreeing with me. We'll see what happens. Stacy, are you ready to play?
Yes.
Let's begin with category number one.
Stacy, I want you to tell me these five things that you find in an airport. Stacy?
Yes.
So what's your answer?
Time. Stacy, your time's gone. What the hell happened?
I didn't hear the little ticker thingy.
You don't wait for the ticker thingy. You're not going to be able to hear it that close.
Your time begins as soon as he finishes the question.
I am terribly sorry, Stacy, but we can't make exceptions to the rule.
No.
You didn't even get out of the box, hon.
Sorry. I was waiting for the timer.
How about this?
Name five things that you find in Stacy's brain.
You know what? I'm going to ask, though, Rob, I think we ought to turn up the 10-second ticker a little bit louder. Just a little bit louder.
All right, I can make it full volume, but oftentimes it confuses them.
Stacy, thanks for calling, and we know you hate that,
Next
Rob.
Time, Stacy.
Mike Tyson's Corner. How are you, Mike?
Hey, good. I think I know these people's problem. They're not respecting 5 and 10.
Wrong game.
I'm driving, but my pants are on my ankles. I can't get them all the way off.
That's another game. God damn it. They all run together anyway. All right, here we go. Are you ready to play the 5 and 10 challenge?
I'm ready.
All you have to do is make it through five categories, and we'll see what happens. Buzz, where are we?
Here's your first category. Mike?
Buzz, you're killing me. Okay, here we go. Please tell me.
The time will start as soon as Mike gives you the clue.
Thank you, Rob.
Just so we're clear.
Please tell us these five things you find in an auto garage.
I find the oil mechanic, the garage mechanic. I find a car lift. I find cars, oil, gas cans.
Yes.
That's all you need right there.
Very good. Oh, almost gave you the buzzer. Good. One down, four to go. You're doing a fine job there, Mike. Are you ready for your second category?
I'm ready.
We can't do it until Buzz says it, though.
Here's category number two.
I love that part.
10 seconds. Tell us five things you would find, good timing for this one, at a county fair.
Cows, sheep, kiss the pig, ice cream cones, fried dough, burger round.
There you go. Nice job, county fair. You blasted that one
well
out,
played.
Too. Three to go, I think.
Mm-hmm. Category number two.
Three.
Sorry.
There you go. Three. You wanted things to do. All right, here we go. Please tell us these five things you would find under the kitchen sink.
Dish soap, powdered soap, sponge, carpet cleaner, a bucket. That's five.
That is five.
I'm going to give that to you. Carpet cleaner was a stretch, but you could find carpet cleaner underneath the sink.
I have it under my sink.
That's where mine is.
All right, that's three down.
Mm-hmm. So we're now ready for category number four.
This is
kind of related, too. We're almost there. Well, you're making me very nervous, Mike. I hope you're not nervous. Please tell us these five things you find in the laundry room.
The washer machine, the dryer, a clothes basket, dirty clothes, clean clothes.
Wow.
Good job.
He's an animal.
I'm not sure I would accept both kinds of clothes.
Yeah, clean clothes and dirty clothes.
That's true.
Yeah, I think I'm going to give it to him, Rob.
All right, no problem at all. You must.
Rob, you're about to make Rob very sad. You're up to category number five. Are you ready, sir?
This is the saddest part of my day, sir.
Mike, here's your final category.
This is the final category. We're excited about this. Mike, please tell us five things you would find in your car trunk.
My car, a spare tire, a tire iron, a jack, a raincoat, emergency kit, tires.
That's it.
I'm giving it to him. He gave us two at the end. His raincoat would not have been an acceptable one, but, you know, you could conceivably find that. This is a great. And guess what? That means you have won, and you get your choice of a pair of passes to the preview of Death Race, a Mike O'Mara Show T-shirt, a Batman Begins DVD, or a $30 gift card to pig out at Virginia Barbecue. What are you going to take?
Yeah, I'm going to go for the coveted T-shirt.
The coveted T-shirt. Congratulations. Wow. Nice job. We appreciate
Thanks, Mike.
Guys. Thanks for calling. I'll put you on.
That was fun. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, good. All right. Well, we'll put you on hold here. What are you saying, Buzzy?
I said it's 100% cotton.
It is. A tribute to this business of show.
I'm just surprised when you asked him to name five things in his trunk, he didn't name a neighbor.
Let's go. Duct tape. A cutting knife. All right. A cutting knife? I'd be bad at this game. We should play it ourselves.
I think you'd do fine.
All right, here we go. Let's move on to Sean in Crofton, Maryland. How are you, Sean?
Good, Mike. How's it going? Hey, Buzzy, Rob.
Hey, hi.
We're off the schneid here, Sean. We actually got a winner. You ready to play the game?
Yeah, that's a little pressure's on me. I just want to say Sean the bartender from BYOB.
Sean the bartender. Oh, very welcome. Yeah.
Good luck.
All right, Sean. You live in Crofton?
Yeah, dude.
Wow, that's a haul, man. That really is. Okay, Buzz, go ahead.
Sean, here's your first category.
Please name these five things you find in a barn.
In a barn, cows, hay, a pitchfork, pigs, sheep, a farmer, farmer's daughter.
He's cocky.
Show off. Yes, no extra bonus points for getting more than one. All right, you're one down.
Category number two.
Please tell me these five things you find in a doctor's office.
A stethoscope, a mirror, a doctor, a nurse, a chair, the little paper on the table.
That's fine. Very good. And I like it when they give us extras. Yeah, it makes my job easier.
And now category number three.
Category number three, you're blazing through them. Very good for you. Here we go, Sean. Please tell me these five things you find in a gym.
In a gym, the rope you climb up, a basketball hoop, the little red dodgeballs, probably some kids and dirty uniforms.
Okay. Wow.
Time to spare. He's killing us.
Very good.
And now, category number three.
Four. Is it a four?
I think it's four.
Four. All right. It's category
Time
number four.
Time flies when you're having fun.
You ass. All right. Category number four.
Well, it's a buzzsaw.
Please tell me these five things you find in a baby's nursery.
A baby, some diapers, a pen, baby wipes, and a bottle.
What was the
pin?
Pin?
Diaper. Pen.
Diaper.
A baby pen. All right, we'll give it to you. All right.
Congratulations, Sean. You're ready for the final category.
All right.
Too bad you didn't
say
name.
I think I find in a bar.
This is. I'm going to make it more challenging. As
yeah,
I go down
a tough
here.
One, maybe.
Name 25 things.
We're perusing the list.
They're
here.
All very, very general.
You'd find
things
you'd find
they're
on
all
a list.
Very easy.
Things you'd find in Dr. Pepper.
Created by a small mind. let me see. Hold on a second. All right.
We added some last minute ones there. Maybe one of those.
All right. Very good. All right. 10 seconds. Are you ready?
Sure.
10 seconds. Name these five things you find in a briefcase.
A briefcase, probably some folders, some pens, maybe a calculator, a cell phone, pencils.
Yes, that's it. Yes, you are a big winner. Congratulations.
Good job, Sean.
Good job, Sean. You really were a buzzsaw on that one. You were very good at the game, and you get a choice of a pair of passes to the preview of Death Race, a T-shirt, a Batman Begins DVD, or a $30 gift card to Pig Out at Virginia Barbecue.
Well, they stole my thunder with the T-shirt, so let me have the Batman DVD, guys.
Batman very Begins nice. On DVD, available now, and on Blu-ray High Def DVD, too, in a Batman Begins limited edition gift set. Congratulations, you are the big winner. All right, we're going to put you on hold, Sean.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, and got time for one more
Yay.
Here. Let's dive into Jim in Leesburg, Virginia. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Great time.
Good. How you doing, Mike?
Have you heard the previous two winners? Pretty easy game. You know, we're going to tweak it up. We're going to make it more difficult next time.
Mm-hmm.
So you're Excellent. Calling it a very fortuitous time.
Name five things you find in baking soda.
Gee, Buzz, what category would this be?
I don't know. category. I thought you were asking me.
I said give this the thing.
I thought you wanted the
it's
name
It's category,
category
number one. You came to me and said you want to join in the fun.
Whatever category it is, Mike, it's category
yes.
number one.
Very good. Please, Jim, tell us these things you find in a classroom.
Books, clock, teacher, students, desks.
Very good. You got
well
it. Good job.
That means Jim.
You know, as much as we have been it's been difficult throughout our other games. This game too easy, Rob.
A little too easy.
Much too easy.
I don't know. I like to have something to root for.
Okay. Gee, what's our next category?
This would be category number two.
Please, Jim, tell us these five things you find at a circus. Go.
Ringmaster, elephants, jugglers, acrobats, high wires.
That's fine.
Yes.
Trapeze.
That's it. You got it. Five of them. Very good. Boy, that was a little tough for you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Circus time.
Here is category number three.
Category number three. You're almost there. Here we go. Here we go, Jim. Rob thinks you should say category number two. Take
a category
away. Please tell me these five things that you find in a casino.
Cards, roulette wheels, slot machines, change, coins, chips.
Chips.
There you go.
Chips. You barely got it in there because coin. We weren't going to give you coins and tokens at the same time, but that was very good. What's our next category, Buzz?
The final category, number five.
All right. You'll be a big winner if you get through these things. Give me five things you find on a city street.
Stop signs, pedestrians, cars, trucks, manhole covers.
Yes, you got it in there with manhole covers.
Barely did it.
Congratulations. All right, you get the choice. What do you want, the Death Race preview tickets, Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt, Batman Begins DVD, or the $30 gift card to Pig Out at Virginia Barbecue? Which one do you want?
I'm going to go with the barbecue.
Oh, good. That was only one of those that we have. We give you a $30 gift card to Pig Out at Virginia Barbecue. Authentic Southern barbecue at a family-friendly price. Visit VABBQManassas.com. Thanks for playing the game, and congratulations, Jim.
Thanks.
And thanks to everybody that called in with that one. Too easy. We're going to tweak it up. We're going
to
make it a little tougher for you.
Because
it ain't no fun if it's super easy for people listening.
That's true. I want people to lose.
All right. When we come back, this gentleman is known as the Zac Efron of NASCAR racing. 19-year-old Landon Castle. If you're a big NASCAR person, you follow the Nationwide Series, he's the number five car. We'll chat with Landon about what it's like to be a stud and have your whole life in front of you. So jealous. When we come right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.